This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, you may join us here on the radio waves. You are invited, and you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username there, lrn.fm. We'll give you the toll-free lines as well. Donald Trump, who you guys talked on the Thursday night edition, Mark. I was not on that show. But apparently you talked about how Donald Trump has now signed some sort of an agreement with the Republican Party to basically fall in line.
Well, he said that he's not going to run as an independent. He has signed an agreement, which, of course, is a...
Didn't the agreement also say that he would endorse the party's nominee?
Yes. He would. No, he would support the party's nominee.
It's kind of the same thing, right?
Well, I felt like the piece of paper could have been written better. I would have used the term endorse, and I would have said that instead of he couldn't seek the nomination of a third party, because it said he couldn't run independent and he couldn't seek the nomination of a third party. Well, what if a third party seeks his nomination, seeks him as the candidate? So that kind of leaves a hole there, and it leaves a hole in that it says he has to support. I support my esteemed colleague here on the stage with whom I am debating. However, he is wrong on this issue, and this issue, right? Like, so that
maybe
could be done.
Maybe. I guess we'll see how that pans out. But to me, it really just removed any kind of good things that I might have said about Donald Trump. Because previously, the things that I had to say that I liked about him was that when he was on the Republican debate, he was the only person on the stage, not even Rand Paul, who was saying that he would not support, not necessarily support the eventual nominee, whoever that person was, right? Like just a sort of blind, I will support whoever the nominee is. He was the only one who said he would not do that. And to me, that seemed to be a little bit of integrity, and I praised him for that, but now he's wiped all that away. So, well, really, he's got nothing going for
you're
him.
You're a third-party guy from way back. And
I'm a freedom guy, actually.
Well,
whoever's a freedom candidate.
But you were, you worked with the Libertarian Party and those sorts of things. But I understand why parties choose to try to keep their sort of candidates in line. I get why party would not want somebody running first in their primary and then running in the general after they don't do so well. I get why they would want that. But here, pick a party and go with that for this election, okay?
I just wonder what they did to get him to change his mind about that. Because it seemed like a big change for him. And I guess the other thing about Donald Trump is his anti-immigration rhetoric. Honestly, I haven't paid a lot of attention to it, but Forbes magazine has been doing this.
Yeah, and to some extent, he's made immigration the most talked about issue in this,
it's election. Always a hot issue. And it's certainly the case that Trump has been focusing on it.
Immigration, our immigration policy could be changed to jumpstart this economy and change America. Of course, what Donald Trump is proposing will not do that.
He wants a police state, total police state.
He might be a good businessman. He just doesn't understand economics in the same way.
So there's a story here over at Forbes, and you've got a plan, Mark, that I want to talk about.
Yeah, I got a plan.
A blue card plan.
Yeah, it's a somewhat statist plan. It's a tipping your toe, and you're putting your foot in the water of freedom as opposed to jumping in.
It's compromised.
Yeah, it's certainly that.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that now?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Right, I'll go ahead and do that.
Because I can talk about Trump, but we'll get into him.
Well, so all I'm saying is that, look, you can use the immigration issue to jumpstart the economy and to stop the problem of jobs being shipped overseas. Why are jobs being shipped overseas? Because wages here are significantly higher than they are elsewhere.
Sure, and regulations.
We also have a problem with minimum wage driving people out of the marketplace. Young people are not in the marketplace because they can't compete against older people who are working for minimum wage trying to feed families currently. Mm-hmm. Things are turning around a little bit with this economy, but they haven't turned around yet. A lot of people would like to see that happen. So here's what I suggest. I suggest that first you got to stop all foreign intervention. You don't want to open up the borders and make it easy for people to come here if you're out there bombing people and creating enemies. So you got to stop the foreign intervention and let people in other countries figure out what they're going to do. This is actual cost savings because it doesn't cost us taxpayers money to build tanks and bombs and missiles and all the things that
$1 trillion for the war in Iraq or whatever.
War is incredibly expensive. It does not jumpstart the economy.
Yeah.
I would like anyone to tell me how it does.
It makes it worse.
And that number is 855-450-3733. If you think war stimulates the economy,
yeah,
I'd like to talk to you about that.
That's toll free number. It's 855-450-FREE.
So you stop the foreign interventions and you let people come into this country. You give them a blue card. The blue card, you know, counts them at the border. We know who they are and all that stuff. They're going to be, they're going to be working. They're going to be working under a different system. They won't have to. They won't have be eligible in any way, shape, or form for government welfare programs. And that includes everything.
Does that mean they don't get to pay into them too?
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
It seems fair to me that if you don't.
Because I'm opting out too.
Right. And I think that any American citizen who wants a blue card should be able to get it too.
Sweet.
And to opt out. So you can opt out of the minimum wage. You opt out of the government welfare programs. Well, in the case of taking the blue card, an immigrant wouldn't have any choice but to take the blue card, right? And then essentially they get, they can work for less if that's what they want to do.
Mm.
And if they can negotiate higher wages, just like I do, anybody who works for more than minimum wage has negotiated higher wages. So that is quite possible to do, and we can see how it would work in that environment. However, there would be downward pressure on wages, and you would see then instead of people, jobs being shipped overseas for low-wage jobs, you'd have them here in the United States. Yeah, you'd probably have some sections of town and some places around the United States where, it wouldn't be as nice as it is in Key Largo or, Beverly Hills. But, people would live there and they'd have jobs and they'd be happy. I mean, let's take a look at East St. Louis right now. Let's take a look at Detroit. Let's take a look at the Rust Belt entirely. There's a lot of houses where people, they're not very nice sections of town where people could be living and raising family in these homes.
Hmm.
So, essentially, that's it. They just opt out, and they...
So the blue card, you get it. You can get it as an American. You can also get it as somebody who wants to come here. The blue card allows you to not have to pay into the system, but you also can't withdraw from the system.
You get nothing as far as government assistance. As far as I'm concerned, that goes with government schools. That goes for mandates from hospitals and emergency rooms and those sorts of things. Those people can set up their own mutual aid societies.
Mm.
They can get help from churches and charities and those sorts of things.
Now, what's the blue card going to cost?
I don't see why it should cost anything.
Well, the current system, Mark, you've got to pay application fees, and you've got to hire attorneys, and it can take years. I've got show prep we're probably not going to get to, but guy says he's tried for 15 years to get into the United States.
It should take for somebody to be processed at the border. It should take about 15 minutes for them to take down their name and whatever identifying information that they have from them. I think that they probably are going to have to identify themselves in some shape or form. So it should take the government bureaucrat 15 minutes. So whatever a government bureaucrat of a low-level functionary that does data entry might cost in 15 minutes. So I'm going to say $10.
And the United States federal government would be able to save billions of dollars because you already said they wouldn't be going to war around the world at the same time. So there's other things factoring in.
At that point, though,
so this isn't going to expand the size of government.
I don't see how it would. There's plenty of government functionaries out there now trying to keep people from coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Just put them to work stamping pieces of paper when people go in.
It's not a bad plan, Mark. Maybe you're serious about this running for president thing. Huh?
Oh, I am. I'm also running for president. Now, this is a joke, though, but
yeah.
I'm giving away twice whatever Bernie Sanders is. So if you want free college, I'm giving away free master's degrees. And, master's degrees in 2 years, free doctorates.
Sweet.
For everybody. And whatever else you want free. Free medical? I'll give you a free robot exoskeleton.
Okay, so that's the joke. But the blue card's an interesting proposal. And I'm just trying to think of objections. I'm sure our listeners have them. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The first objection that seems to be the most striking one is that, well, you just want to take jobs from Americans. Yeah. I mean, you want people to come in here and undercut their hourly pay. I mean, everybody's going to get fired, Mark.
Sure. If somebody can do your job, somebody who cannot speak English very well, if at all, can take your job and do it at $4 an hour, you need a new job. Right? Like, you speak English fluently. You've been in the United States a long time. If somebody who can come in here and do your job for $4 an hour, who's never been in the country before and can't speak English, sorry. We all need to grow in order for the economy to get better.
The toll-free number is 855-453. We are here live on Saturday night's edition of Free Talk Live. Join us.
This is Charlie Sunstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute, with four keys to choosing a home. First, know what you can afford and how much cash you'll need before looking at any homes. This will save you the disappointment that can come along from falling in love with a property that's out of reach. Second, location. Learn about the neighborhood, sample the commute, talk to neighbors, research the schools, shops, and nearby amenities. Next, consider your range of choices. There are single-family, multifamily, townhomes, condos, and co-ops. Decide which is best for you and refine your search from there. Last, obtain a valid pre-approval before you make any offer. Your pre-approval gives you and the seller confidence in your ability to close the deal once you've found a home that's right for you. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. We will, of course, take your calls about anything you want to talk about. Right now, we are on the table with the discussion of the blue card, Mark's proposal to allow more people to come here and make a better life for themselves. And I gotta say, it's, you know, for a political proposal, Mark, it's, I think it sounds pretty well.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Politics isn't pretty, and you've always got to make compromises.
So we're going to continue. We'll get your calls and thoughts here. SaveItPurse.com, though, something you need to know about if you've ever shopped at Amazon or if you ever will shop at Amazon, because you could save 20% or more on your purchases at Amazon by using Bitcoin. That's the catch with SaveItPurse.com. You do have to have Bitcoin in order to get a huge discount off of your Amazon purchases. I recently got the pair of headphones that I'm wearing for 29% off on Amazon. You can literally select the discount that you want. Now, the higher the discount, the longer it'll take likely to fulfill your order. But the average discount in the United States is 20%.
And that means that since Amazon has just about everything you need for your life,
at about the lowest prices you can generally find,
you can change your life, start saving significantly, and not have to drive around going to do shopping and things like that. It's a huge, huge, huge deal.
SaveAtPurse.com. Go and get started there. There's a nice little video you can watch. It'll explain it to you. It's real simple, and it works very well. SaveAtPurse.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Mark proposing the idea of the blue card, where people could come in easily in a 15-minute process, basically, and you know they'd get this blue card, which would allow them to work and work under the minimum wage if they wanted to, if they, you know, that was an agreement they had with their employer. But at the same time, they also wouldn't be receiving or eligible to receive any kind of federal benefits either, or local or state, I presume, as well. Would opt them out of that. Is that right, Mark?
I think that the states and local municipalities would have to work that out on their own.
Okay.
From a federal standpoint, people get few benefits from the federal government.
Okay.
You know, and they wouldn't be eligible for any of those.
But they also wouldn't have to pay in. So if they, you know, weren't going to be paying, if not going to expect to receive Social Security, they shouldn't be expected to pay into it either.
That's right.
And you said that Americans would be able to apply for the card as well. So, like, to opt out, essentially, of the federal system.
I think they should be able to. I mean,
that's pretty great.
Shouldn't that be a freedom an American has?
I think so. Let's go to you with your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. First up, Sue is in Vernon, Indiana. Sue, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
This is the first time I've listened to your show.
Welcome.
I have to tell you, I almost jumped out of my car.
Oh, no.
I keep my radio on 97.1 and listen to Dana. The Dana Show.
Oh, and okay.
So I'm a conservative. I assumed that I was listening to a conservative program.
Ah, you know what happens when you assume, Sue.
Oh, I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
Okay,
we're more conservative than you are. That's what I'm saying.
I am much more conservative.
Okay, well,
what does that even mean? Hold on. We can't talk about conservatism without you defining first what you mean by that.
Okay, what I'm defining is this. Number one, I'm a social and a fiscal conservative.
Okay.
I'm a retired RN, and I was born in the inner city of Chicago, Illinois. Being an RN for 3 years in the health system has enabled me to observe medical care. Your plan, very respectfully, is doomed to fail because it's very idealistic. However, you are talking about people, if they're not going to receive any benefit, that means that they virtually are going to come up, they're still going to need health care. You're assuming that people are going to sit in their homes and not seek health care for their babies and their loved ones.
There's nothing wrong with people going to get health care if they're paying for it, right?
That's what I'm assuming,
no,
madam.
No, here's my point. You're assuming that they're going to pay for it. You're assuming that they're going to have the ability to pay for it. I've seen hospitals go out of business because they don't have the ability. I've worked. You want to argue with me about it?
No, I don't want to argue.
No, what I want to say is that there are lots of hospitals.
But what I've seen is two hospitals that have actually gone under and closed their doors.
I don't propose that a single hospital have to provide a single bit of service that they don't wish to provide. Meaning, if they don't get paid, they don't have to provide it. May I continue, madam? What I'm saying is that there's...
You're wrong. You're going to a hospital and refuse service and see what happens. You have liability. Are you kidding? There is liability.
That's why there's a different program with a different status of citizenship. You sign up.
Well, sir, here's another thought.
Madam?
You're misinforming your audience.
How so?
You said you made
it's imaginary.
Is it?
That's yes, it's a blue card. Have you ever heard of a blue card before?
Oh, please. Let me finish my point.
She's seen those in the hospital all the time.
The hospital's got them.
Okay. The point is this. You've made a statement that Trump is against immigration. That is the way the liberal left portrays the conservative people. Because we were...
Well, the liberals are against immigration, too. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Legal immigration.
Say it louder. I can't hear you.
The legal process is arduous and difficult. Your parents came here. It was so much easier.
Grandparents.
Grandparents.
So don't respect the laws. Basically, jump the...
Yes, the law.
The law is words written on paper by people generally considered to be liars and thieves. Don't you consider politicians to generally be liars and thieves?
Well, I believe in the integrity of my country.
What that is a dodge.
That is not an answer to the question.
Okay.
Do they not answer
that's
questions at the hospital?
You have an answer to my question.
I'll answer any question you have. I haven't yet been able to say, by the way, there are lots of charity hospitals. That's why they say St. Margaret's and St. Michael's and Saints whatever. And those people would get a treatment through charity hospitals.
Who funds them, sir? Who funds
them? The church does. That's why they have the word saint on them.
You know what?
There's a lot of Catholic hospitals.
Hospitals. I've worked for Catholic hospitals for 20 years.
Okay.
And they eat the loss. They take the loss. And you know what?
That's because it's a charity hospital.
It's a nonprofit, and I've worked with an assistant that has been overly taxed by these people.
So I'm against taxes.
Children.
Are you for taxes?
She's saying
my children have gone to schools that don't educate properly. We are not.
You never answer my question.
Because they're government schools.
You never answer my question. You said you were conservative, but you never defined it for me. Can you do that, please?
I am conservative. I believe in going through the legal process. I respect the Constitution. I believe a conservative. I believe in a work ethic. I believe in responsible government. And I believe
in a police state. Do you believe in a police state?
I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in the law. I bet you are applauding the cops that have been killed.
Oh,
I don't applaud people being killed.
I don't want to see anybody being
killed.
But
I do know that, I can tell you that there have been, this is predictable, and we predicted it on the air. We said that at some point, if people continue to be disenfranchised by the government bureaucrats, that these sorts of things will happen. And surprise, surprise, they did.
Thanks, Sue, for your call. Appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I mean, I'll throw that out there to anybody else. Can you define conservative in... let's say one sentence. What's the philosophy behind it?
Mine is fiscally conservative. Where is the spending on my immigration plan?
Your blue card plan?
Yeah, my blue card plan. Where is it? If you heard the first segment.
Our toll-free number, we can sum it up here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you have Ian.
And Mark.
We've got all kinds of cool stuff on our website. Don't miss that over at freetalklive.com. I was doing a lot of Bitcoin outreach today here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire at the Music Fest. Handed out hundreds of Bitcoin flyers. And, of course, a big question that I received was, well, where do I get these things? It's Bitcoins, this international currency that wasn't created by any bank or government, no government involvement whatsoever in Bitcoin, and it's an amazing currency. One of the best places to do it, ExpressCoin.com. And why is ExpressCoin the best option? Well, because if you use code FTL, then you can get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency, including Bitcoin. They have some other options there, too. You get your Bitcoin up to $40 worth with no transfer fee when you use code FTL. And you know, everybody else is charging you 3 to 10% to do a Bitcoin transfer. ExpressCoin will do it for free, less than $40 worth, with code FTL. You go over $40 worth, you get a low fee of just 3% at ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. You can even do it from your smartphone. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can probably help you at ExpressCoin.com. Don't forget coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Brent is listening in Indy to WIBC. Hello, Brent.
Hey, guys. I just had a really, really quick comment because my phone's about to die.
Sure, go.
The question about the blue car plan is, how does that not stifle the tax base if people are pulling out to be able to have the blue car? Because you said that they don't have to pay into social programs.
You know, they wouldn't pay into social programs, but they wouldn't get them either. So if a social program can't stand based on the amount of money that's going in, then what good is it?
So the social program will go away if it can't be funded by the people who stay on it?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me, sure.
Shouldn't people be able to opt out?
I definitely do. I just guess that there's certain folks who would need it who aren't abusing it, who would lose it if it can't be funded. That would be my only question.
Well, it would be funded. Don't you think most people would? I mean, if these services are any good, people are going to want to have them, so people would continue to get them, right? Like, you wouldn't get. Don't you want your Social Security?
Yeah, but if the blue card makes me tax exempt in certain areas, I might opt for that than something else.
I guess you're on your own then.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. First
good call, Brent.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome aboard. We appreciate it, and thanks for listening there in Indy to WIBC.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously this is what he's pointing out is that what if really rich people opt out and take this blue card, knowing that they're never going to get paid less than minimum wage or these sorts of things. And, you know, I see how that's essentially how a state works, right? Like, the state has to rob from the, you know, with the social welfare systems that we have today, you basically have to take a bunch of money from the highest echelons and give it to the lowest echelons. So, I don't know. I mean, if you don't want to let people who make more than $100,000 a year out, you ought to write your congressman.
I love this blue card. Maybe you should rename it to the secession card.
Call it the freedom card.
Which, of course, why it'll never happen.
Put red, white, and blue on it. People will love it then. The conservative lady will think it's great.
Lewis is also an indie listening to WIBC. Hello, Lewis.
Hello there.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, a conservative is a person that is responsible for his own self and his own actions, right?
I don't know. I was asking you what a conservative.
I like that.
Is that what you consider a conservative to be?
Right.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
And
anything
as
else?
As far as your blue cards go, why are these people coming over here? Why don't they stay in their own country and work very hard to change that? Rather than
have you ever tried to do? Have you ever tried to change a government?
Pardon me?
Have you ever tried to change a government?
Well, I think we changed one in 1776.
We had nothing to do with that.
Wait a minute.
Neither you nor I were born. I'm reasonably certain none of us were born at that time.
1776, wasn't that as a result? Hold on, wait a minute. In 1776, wasn't that as a result of people coming to another place to try to make a better life for themselves?
They did.
Yeah.
They invited the French in to help, too.
Yeah.
They rebelled against their government.
So why shouldn't people be able to move somewhere else and make a better life for themselves? I mean, if I want to go somewhere else and make a better life for myself, if I think I can have a better life in New Zealand or Costa Rica or wherever, shouldn't I be able to move there?
Well, I think you ought to go today.
Well, no, actually, I like New Hampshire. I'm just fine being here.
We picked up and moved from Florida in order to move for the Free State Project, which is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state to see what that's like. So we've really already done that.
We have moved further than the average person will likely move for, you know, for anything.
Yeah. What do you got a problem with people coming to the United States for? I mean, didn't your ancestors come here for a better life?
Well, I just don't. I just don't trust people. You say they won't want our services and stuff because they won't be paying into them. They're not supposed to be getting them now, and yet they are.
Oh, a lot of them don't, actually. A lot of them actually pay into the services but don't collect them.
What number is that?
I don't know.
We don't know. They're here illegally. How are you going to count them?
What can we do about that 10%?
I say, give them the opportunity
to
work. Look, dude, if you put out a bowl of cat food every morning, you can't complain that cats come and eat it.
Well,
so you've got a welfare problem. You don't have an immigration problem.
Are you a welfare-loving conservative?
Welfare?
Yeah, you support welfare? Government welfare?
I support helping people out for a time
okay.
to get through a hard time.
Yeah, I think it's fine to help people out, but do you support doing it through the government?
Not really.
Okay.
Me either. Right.
Good. So let's abolish welfare. So we're on the same page. You and I, we agree about that. Let's get rid of government welfare. Let churches and charities and interest groups, people who care about others, take care of other people who need help.
How are you going to do that?
Well,
how are you going to stop the immigrants from coming in?
Why don't you build a wall?
Oh, God. Are you serious?
Let's put motion tracking machine guns on it, too. And drones. We need drones.
How far deep do you want to build the wall?
Stopping them from coming in.
How far deep do you want to build that wall?
Well, you ever hear about the wall in Guatemala?
I don't want to know about that wall. I'm asking you how far deep this wall should be.
All the way.
All the way to the core of the earth?
No, dear. All the way from one border to the other.
Sir, that's not the question I asked you. I asked you how deep the wall should go. Underground. You do understand people can tunnel, right? Have you heard of tunneling before? You go in under the dirt.
They can fly over it. They can bore a hole through it.
Right. So how's your wall going to stop that exactly? Your precious wall. How's it going to work?
We ought to just give up and let them just come on in and...
I'm giving a plan that will grow your economy and make you wealthy and have people pay into your social welfare programs to keep you into Social Security, and you're complaining that brown people don't talk right.
I paid into Social Security for 48 years.
That doesn't mean you'll get it. The government took all your money already.
I
know that.
Well, then I'm trying to solve your problem, and all you're doing is grumping.
He wants a wall, damn it.
Yeah, look, a wall. Look, the fact is we've got illegal immigrants here from China, and they've got the Pacific Ocean to keep them out.
Do you
that
want a wall
didn't
there?
Work. Can you make a better wall than the Pacific Ocean, sir?
Should there be a wall on the Pacific Ocean?
What you need is a dome all over America.
Thanks, Lewis. Appreciate it. I think we stumped him on that one. The toll-free number is 855-453.
You can't just build a wall, by the way. You have to populate it with government bureaucrats with guns. This is what conservatives won't say.
Because
conservatives
it's big
claim to be for small government, but they love government bureaucrats that carry guns and hoses, by the way. I'm a fireman, and I can tell you the conservatives love themselves a good uniform.
Anything that shoots water, shoots some, you know, whatever.
Projectiles.
Yeah. All right. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That guy said, Lewis, he said being a conservative meant being self-sufficient. And
you don't need a wall in that case.
So is that all that it means to be a conservative? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. And you may join us here on our toll-free lines at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Just send along a contact request on Skype. We'll approve it, and then once you're approved, easy for you to call us from that point forward on whatever topic you might, although obviously immigration is a hot topic, what with Donald Trump out there pounding the pulpit about it and getting people all whipped up into an anti-immigration frenzy because, well, immigration or immigrants sure are a convenient scapegoat for politicians, aren't they? You can just blame all the problems in America on those people who are just trying to come here and make a better life for themselves. And then if you can create this scapegoat for people to blame all the problems on, maybe they won't figure out it's actually the government that's screwing them over.
Yeah, I think that's accurate to some extent, right? Obviously, you know, if people come here and use social welfare programs that were not put in place for them, that is going to make the average person grumpy because the average person is working hard for the money that they have.
So is the average immigrant from the ones I've known.
But the average government bureaucrat essentially is part of the parasite class, as is the average politician.
Parasite meaning they don't actually produce anything of value, but instead just siphon off productivity.
Right. I mean, you know, there are certainly government jobs that produce things that we need. Mm-hmm. We just don't know from a market standpoint what they're worth because they're not competing in the marketplace.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can join us here, and let's talk first to, I believe, Don. Is Dan or Don? I can't even read it. Dan, I think. Dan,
it's
in Newport.
Dan in Newport News.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. And you guys have been kind enough to take my calls several times over the years in the past, and I love your show.
Thank you.
Tonight,
it's our pleasure.
I would like to disagree with your blue card just a little bit.
Go right ahead.
And first, I'd like to say that I am not a conservative. I used to have friends that were conservatives, but I tried to convince them to send their Social Security checks back because they were self-sufficient and they wouldn't do it, and they quit.
They paid into Social Security. I think it's a program that they deserve to be able to take their money out of.
Well, I think, well, they, it's actually not their money. It's other people's money. It's a social program.
They already spent your money.
Well, they took your money and spent it. That's, and, that much
and
is absolutely
secondly,
true.
Secondly, in all your kindness, I'd like to say that as far as the immigration issue, we have been really heavily involved, meaning that means that in Virginia, we know that the number one overstayed immigrant or illegal, I guess as some people like to call them, immigrant in the state of Virginia is actually Russian and not Mexican.
Interesting.
But we have paid coyotes. I don't know if you know what a coyote is.
Yes, a coyote is a human smuggler.
A human, yeah, we have actually paid coyotes out of our own pocket, not out of taxpayer money, to help people get here or to help people return for to Mexico or wherever, for a funeral or whatever. We have...
When you say we, you mean you personally?
We, meaning me and my wife.
Okay.
Our own money. So, yeah, it means we personally. We have also worked with ICE, which is Immigration and Customs Enforcement, on people who have had ICE knock on their door because one of their neighbors have reported them. We have harbored those people with the consent of ICE, who has told us, hide those people until the heat passes and then send them home. So we've done all this. So we know what we're talking about, okay? And tonight I'd like to disagree with your blue card just a little bit, if you don't mind, because, first of all, all of these conservative people, I'm going to go conservative for just a minute, and a free market economy unfortunately depends on capitalists being able to get the cheapest labor that they can get, and so they always threaten us. We're going to go here, we're going to go there to where the cheaper labor is, and people in the countries where the cheapest labor is not are starving. And they have to go to where the work is in order to provide for their families. Sometimes it's America, sometimes it's the European countries, it's wherever it is. And sometimes those people are down there inviting people. And I'd also, gosh, you guys are giving me time tonight. I just really think.
Yeah, but I don't want you to disagreeing on. Is it that if the minimum wage could go, if people who came here could work for less than minimum wage.
Here's a problem that we have right now. Okay, people coming in from the Soviet countries, the Soviet bloc, they'll come in here to Virginia, and they are allowed to receive less than minimum wage in order to work. They come for the summer, and then they overstay their visas.
Okay, and most illegal immigrants in this country have overstayed visas. It's like 70%. Most have not snuck across borders.
Right, that's absolutely correct. What happened with that was during the second Bush administration, both Bush administrations have been very immigrant friendly. And then the second Bush Jr. said, listen, we've got a problem. These conservative people are really turning the tide against immigration. So you all are going to have to go to D.C. or wherever, your local community, and get registered so that we can get you processed through and make you legal. This happened, 7 or 8 years ago. Well, before Obama, obviously. And what happened was the system became so flooded that all these people have overstayed their visas. Legally, they should not leave, because once you leave, you're out of here. Okay?
Where's the disagreement?
What part do you disagree with? Focus
okay,
like
you got to answer that question. We've got to let you go.
Okay, the two parts I disagree with are...
Just one. Just pick one.
Okay, one is the minimum wage. No, you have to work for a standard minimum wage. Otherwise, everybody's wages go down.
So people, what you're saying is then that you believe that people should be forced by the government, by the threat of violence, to work at a certain wage.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's a shame.
It's really sad. Do you think that people who can't speak the language and haven't, you know, don't understand the social mores and norms of a particular community are worth exactly the same amount as a person who does understand the language and has been here for a long time and perhaps trying to feed a family, that kind of thing?
No, I do not. But I believe that they should be allowed the opportunity to market to their own community when communities are growing. And also,
I think that's great.
Insurance.
Thanks. I gotta go. Let you go, Dan. We have a lot of people that want to talk here tonight. Let's go to Denny listening in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to say, as a liberal, there were a few things that I might change, but I honestly haven't heard a better plan for the immigration problem.
So recap, Mark, for people just tuning in, what plan is this?
Yeah, this is my blue card as opposed to a green card, right? Everybody's sort of a green card. This is a new fictitious plan that I've come up with to stop jobs from being exported overseas, to grow the economy, and generally make America a much better place. And that's first, you got to stop all the foreign wars, because if you are, you know, doing a bunch of foreign war stuff, you're going to have people who are trying to sneak across the border and do harmful things to you. People are already concerned that ISIS is here. I don't know if there's proof of that or whatever, but this would stop that. Issue an apology, too. We're sorry for being involved in your business, so get out of that.
Blue card.
Next, create an immigration classification called the blue card, and it would make people with blue cards would be ineligible for any government assistance. The minimum wage would not apply to them, and they could not vote. They also wouldn't be required to pay into these government programs that they're not eligible for.
Sign me up. What do you think, Denny? You down?
I like most of it. I like the last caller. I think the minimum wage should continue to apply. And I think, I don't know whether he's saying they don't pay any taxes or just not Social Security.
Well, I just think that they shouldn't have to pay for programs that they don't use.
Right, yeah, like Social Security, Medicaid, stuff like that. If they're not getting it, no, don't pay for it. But, like, the basic taxes that do pay for the...
How can they get a job? If they're competing against you for minimum wage, and I don't know, but there are people like you and I that are working for minimum wage out there, how are they going to compete?
Well, I mean, people are hiring... I go down to the local McDonald's, and, I mean, they're not really speaking English either. They're speaking...
They understand Big Mac, dude.
Yeah, so do most Hispanics that I talk to. You know what I mean?
The fact is I go to the McDonald's and I'm being served by, and admittedly I'm in the Northeast, but I'm being served by, in some cases, middle-class white people, so who speak English very, very well. Yes, I have gone places where it's a lot of Hispanics working there. I'm just saying that you make it very difficult for a person to, when you put a minimum wage in, what you're doing is you're putting a floor on productivity. The reason jobs are being shipped over to foreign countries instead of being produced here in the United States by minimum wage workers is because they can get things produced cheaply enough. They're actually growing pork in the United States and chicken in the United States, shipping it over to China for processing and shipping it back.
Here.
That is just how messed up the labor market is in this country.
So, I mean,
the minimum wage is part of that.
Denny, I mean, as a free, allegedly free person, if I want to go and Mark wants to hire me to do some farm work for him at $5 an hour below the minimum wage, well below it, why shouldn't we be free to do that? Why should some government bureaucrat come in and threaten to put Mark in a cage?
Fair argument.
I mean, isn't it wrong to use violence against your friends and neighbors just to get them to do something you want them to?
I mean, to be fair, I've never seen anybody get a police officer pulled.
That's what's going to happen if you are known publicly as someone who does not pay the minimum wage. You are violating the law, and they will send men with guns after you if you continue to do that after they've sent you a threatening letter.
Every law is enforced by a man with a gun.
Hey, thanks, Denny. I appreciate your call tonight and the discussion. You know, that's the thing, that people don't see it, but it happens if you push the issue. If you decide, well, damn it, I am a free person, I am going to hire someone at another free person at whatever rate we darn well agree on, that's illegal, and you could go to prison for it. And to me, that's not freedom. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24 months special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.